Tallahassee farmers are struggling to cope with changes brought on by COVID-19. For some farmers, business is booming, but for others, the outbreak is a nightmare. I'm Robbie Gaffney. Jennifer Krell Davis is a board member of the Red Hills Small Farm Alliance. The nonprofit has an online market where local farmers can sell goods. Krell Davis says demand for fresh produce has been increasing over the years. Now, due to COVID-19, there's been a spike in sales.
We're talking about doubles in orders. A lot of our customers that were normally getting one bag of produce are getting two or three bags. We think that a lot of people are getting extra to prep and freeze to make sure that they have that stocked up.
Determining whether that demand will continue is a key concern for Kelly and Christina Cogswell. They're owners of Paradise Found Farms and specialize in raising chickens on pastures and selling the meat. Kelly Cogswell says sales have gone up about 100% due to COVID-19.
It has been, to this point, absolutely crazy. The shortage of product in the traditional grocery stores has driven more customers to us than we can handle.
Cogswell says he usually processes chickens on Fridays, and that's enough to last 2 to 3 weeks. Now, due to the demand surge, he says it will only last 1 week. Christina Cogswell says that's a problem.
It takes 8 weeks to grow a bird, right? So we can only do what we have ready to harvest. We have a lot of birds on the ground, but we have birds that are 2 weeks old, 4 weeks old, 6 weeks old.
She says they haven't run out of chickens yet. Her husband, Kelly, says one of his main concerns is whether increasing production will have a negative impact on the farm.
So if we try to increase production to keep up, because we don't know how long this is going to last, are we going to end up on the wrong side of the curve at the end?
The Cogswells are planning to ramp up production. They've added on-farm pickup as an option to customers, and other local farms, like Orchard Pond, have started doing that as well. The farm sales manager, Katie Reeves, says reception to on-farm pickup has been good.
It's been interesting to learn and develop with it. It's, it's kept us on our toes, and of course we want to be able to feed folks.
Reeve says it's too soon to tell whether the increase in sales is due to COVID-19.
We've seen somewhat of an increase, but at this point, we can't necessarily tell if it's exactly related to COVID-19 or if it's just the kind of springtime abundance that we see here in Florida.
How the coronavirus outbreak impacts farmers depends on how heavily they rely on restaurant and grocery store clients. Orchard Pond works with Whole Foods and Publix, and that provides extra stability as restaurants close and switch to curbside pickup. Other farms without those contracts are getting hit hard.
Oh, it's been a nightmare.
That's Josh Saul, owner and operator of Play of Sunlight Mushrooms. It's an indoor farm that grows specialty mushrooms, like oyster, chestnut, and lion's mane. Saul relies on restaurants for sales, and he says last week, almost all of his orders were canceled. Now, his main source of income is through the Red Hills online farmers market.
So, we can't pay our bills with that, not even close.
Saul says that's because his business model involves selling 40 to 50 pounds of mushrooms per restaurant. That operation is expensive, and the demand through the online market is not enough. Meanwhile, Sarah Bardolph, owner and operator of Ripe City Urban Farms, says before COVID-19, she was selling spring mixes to 7 local restaurants. Now, only The Bark is accepting her orders.
So luckily I'm small enough and my overhead is low enough that I'm just kind of hunkering down and still planting seeds for the future, getting more of my spring crops in the ground and hoping for some swift change and return to normal.
Bardolph says she's planning to diversify what she grows to cope with the changes.
So I no longer feel like I need to grow 6 rows of tomatoes this season or 5 rows of beans because I wouldn't be able to sell all of that and I don't want food going to waste.
Her challenge now, along with other local farmers, is figuring out what this new market will look like. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.